PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
This episode time, guys, impromptu in a way, because plans fell through. The studio was booked for something else, but that couldn't happen, so now we're doing this real quick. We're gonna throw out a nice bonus episode for you. How's it going? I'm Chris Crespo. How's it going? I'm Chris Crespo. Hey, how's it going?
Crespo Diesel about to die.
That's just a cog grenade.
Hey there. Hey. Crespo Diesel.
Oh, no, I'm gonna hit this one.
That's what. They're both the same as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, alright, fair enough. Bonus episode, we're gonna do kind of a quick one. I guess we're mostly gonna, since I'm not really that prepared, to be honest, we're really gonna talk about Avengers Infinity War trailer for the most part. And then while we're talking about that, I'm gonna troll through this website to pick a story or two to talk about. But before we do any of that though, since it's the first episode we've done since the weekend, I was gonna do this weekend, but now, you know, impromptu, like I said, wasn't planning on doing this, right? From What's the Fuss, that show, PFT Media show, yes. What's the Fuss, Hurricane Bill Helveston passed away. It was early Monday morning, I believe. So we lost a good one. He's a great friend of the show. We loved him. He was on the show a couple times.
Yeah.
I was on What's the Fuss a couple times. He was a lovely dude. And there's a GoFundMe page I think you can still contribute to help with funeral costs and whatnot. If you go to our Twitter, at Crespo D, so don't even have to go that far down. No, go to the PFT Media. That one's easier. That's PFT Media. Scroll down and you will find the GoFundMe link. And Rocky from What's the Fuss, he's the one who took charge of that. And you know, he's a good dude. Good for him. For all Billy was his best friend.
So. Yeah. So.
So a real bummer, and we joke a lot on the show how we like to get into we go to the dark places, blah blah, you know, because it's the opposite of what everyone misses. But that's a real bummer, and
it's totally a bummer.
It sucks.
But he's in a better place. Oblivion.
Oblivion. That's what your definition of. I was thinking about that. Is he in a better place? Mm-hmm. He's in a nothing place. Mm-hmm. Is something better than nothing?
Is nothing better than something?
I have no idea. Yeah. The question.
The inky blackness calls us all, Chris.
It calls us all. The Billy is in the inky blackness now. Shout outs to Hurricane. He was a good dude.
He was.
All right. Awkward transition. Avengers Infinity War. That's the thing about tragedy, Drew. That's one of the things that weighed on my mind the most this week. The thing about tragedy, the worst thing about tragedy is that the world has to go on. It just goes on.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how close you are to the tragedy or how further away it is, you know.
The world continues.
The world absolutely continues. It trudges on unabated, doing its thing.
Makes no difference whether you're there or not.
It makes no difference. And it's crazy. It really is crazy. Yeah. And it's like, and then you look around, you're like, how quickly do people go back to social media? It's funny that way. How quickly do people go back to
their regular
promote this, do that? I felt weird about it. Like this week, like, man, like this sucks, but there's also people that I'm working with and we're putting out content. Do I abandon all this? I had to find a weird middle ground of like promoting stuff, but not like, oh, you know, this guy, her friend died. This is terrible. Oh, but listen to all this stuff over here. You know, right?
Well, why can't you do both?
Because
why can't you be like, listen to all this stuff and it sucks because our friend died?
Because I'm a person, and
the duality of man, Chris.
The duality of man to callously market a thing.
It's the yin
while
and the
at
yang.
The same time grieving another thing. It's hard to do.
It's the yin and the yang.
I guess so. Yeah. The machinery and the soul in the machine.
Mm-hmm. Equal parts both, bro.
That's simulation theory is what that is. Mm. It's all. The crazy thing about simulation, like Big Tim gets mad about simulation theory, goes like, if this is a simulation, I'm gonna break out of here and like throttle the people behind the simulation, because why do they cause me so much pain in the simulation? It's all pain for me because he's had a terrible, a lot of horrible things that happened. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we talked about it on the bonus episode.
Yeah.
But it's like, you could transpose that to like, well, you want to go to heaven and throttle God? Like, what's the point of all this pain? Why is existence?
What's the point of pain so you can experience joy?
Joy, if everything...
whatever depth...
if nothing sucked, how will we know what was cool?
Exactly.
Doth saith, was that Butthead? I think Butthead said that's Beavis.
Exactly.
Butthead said that's Beavis. Yeah. Anyway. Rest in power, Hurricane Bill, Avengers Infinity War. Apparently, he didn't want to see that one because everyone else does, though.
You know what?
That seriously is the thing that keeps me kind of going, where like, there's certain movies where I'm like, I at least got to see this movie. Like, Blade Runner kept me going for a while.
I mean, when it comes to the whole Avengers Infinity War thing, I saw the trailer.
Well, all right, first off, when Iron Man predates the birth of Cinema Crespediso and all that stuff, since the beginning of the show, you've been calling Infinity War.
Yes.
Since the
beginning. I have.
When they were just... they weren't even Infinity Stones. They were just like the Tesseract. They were just the things. Yeah. And you were like,
nope.
Infinity War.
Now that it's here, and I'm watching it, and all this, you know, giant armies, all the characters are mingling and melding and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
Right, and it's like, get this man the shield, and Chris Evans has a boss beard. Chris Evans looks good with the beard.
I'm just wondering why...
I am partial to beards.
Why everything seems... like, why aren't they in space?
I put that in on Facebook. I was like, I expected a much more cosmic...
yeah.
The majority of the trailer takes place inside Thor's spaceship. But you don't see out the windows.
Or in some field.
Or in a field, which I think is Wakanda. Yeah. Or in New York City, which is Avengers, Marvel's The Avengers Redux. So we're doing it again in New York City?
I guess.
Again? I guess because that's where Tony Stark lives and Doctor Strange is, so yeah. Just to make it easier. The portal thing happens to be... well, I guess he's looking for a stone. One of the stones. They must have one of the stones.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's New York City again.
Yeah.
So yes, I was shocked at how not huge it looked. Like, it still looks like a big movie, in terms of amount of characters involved. What I expected, especially on the backs of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, and I rewatched the end of Ant-Man on TV with the Quantum Realm stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I forgot how trippy this part gets here.
Yeah, and all the nonsense on Doctor Strange's and
all the Doctor
stuff.
Yes, and then what we just went through with Thor Ragnarok, where they really opened up the cosmic world, all that stuff. And then here we get this huge trailer about Thanos finally here, and it's like he's walking through Central Park.
And it's like,
and he's like, lame. And then it's just like a street, and then you're standing on a street. Like, you're just standing on a street.
It's lame.
And then, so they showed a trailer a while ago at a Disney, like D23 or whatever. And apparently there's a lot of stuff in there. Like, there's one shot that I want to see. The one that they ended their sizzle reel with at the time was Thanos throwing what essentially was like a moon at a bunch of characters.
Now you see,
that's what I want to see.
Alright, maybe all that dumb bullshit was just like the first 30 minutes.
The first 30 minutes where of like a Thanos 2 hour and 45 minute movie.
The first 45 minutes where Thanos is running around collecting the stones, because
the trailer shows he has two of them.
Yeah.
With and then it shows Vision on his back.
Yeah.
Getting one pulled out of his head. And that's three of them.
No.
Right? Where are the other ones? Now, of course, the internet's already parsed it. It's slowed down. You got it all. You show it. They show Loki handing over the Tesseract, right? Mm-hmm. Which, at the end of Thor Ragnarok, he nabs it. So that's the blue stone.
Yep.
Purple stone is Nova Corps. That's from Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one.
Boom. Well, so Thor will be around that, or maybe that'll take us into space. Maybe finally Thanos will get out there. They'll have met up with Guardians, and then they can all get out there.
If you follow the timeline in the trailer, the movie should start in space because Thor Ragnarok mid-credit scene. Remember, they're like, yeah. Oh, we're going back to Earth. And then Thanos' ship shows up. So then this one is going to start, I believe, based on what we're seeing. With that, the Thanos boards the ship. I mean, there's a shot of all the Asgardians are dead. Loki's handing over to someone unseen. You assume it's Thanos, right? Because he has at the end of the trailer, he has a blue stone. Mm-hmm. So when did they work in the whole purple stone? Backstory, I guess, somehow.
We'll see.
And then the Guardians of the Galaxy, those guys show up at the very, very end, which is nice.
I have a feeling storyline-wise, they show up at the very beginning.
Which would make sense.
That's probably how Thor gets off of Thanos' ship.
Yes. Plus, trailer shows early on a shot of Banner on the ground. Hole in the, I guess it's the Sanctum Sanctorum. That's how he hooks up with them. No. So, in a fight with Thanos, he must get punched off the ship and go plummeting to Earth. So that's how he gets from the ship to Earth and separates from Thor. I mean,
we'll see.
It's the only thing that makes sense. A lot of shots of Robert Downey Jr. dressed all hip. Mm-hmm. Why is he so hip all the time?
Chris Evans has a giant beard.
Chris Evans got some boss beard looking good. I like when he's running to battle, he still has it. There's not doesn't appear to be a scene where he has to shave it. He's like, I'm Captain America, now I have to be beardless or something.
Yeah, he doesn't have the star on his chest either.
I guess because maybe he's not full on, back in the fold. He's just there to help this huge threat. Also, Bucky off ice.
Yeah.
Because they iced him.
Yeah.
At the end of Civil War. At the end of one of them. It was like, we gotta put him on ice until we figure out what we gotta do with him. Now, we gotta get him off ice and give him a gun. And there's a shot of him holding a gun. I'm like, what are you gonna do with that gun? Uh-huh. And so then there's the scene of them running. I guess it's in the front. Like the first five or six people is like people we recognize. It's, let's see, I can remember. War Machine.
Yeah.
Flying, Scarlet Witch, but she's a blonde now, so she's Blondie Witch. Chris Evans, beard. They're all alternate versions of themselves.
Yes.
Evil Captain America, Blonde Witch, but not. No. Is it Scarlet Witch? Not Scarlet Witch. What's her name? Scarlet Widow? Black Widow. I'm mixing up names.
Scarlett Johansson.
But it's Scarlett Johansson. Black Widow. She always had red hair, though. This one, she has blonde hair. Anyway. That really kicked in.
I did.
Going down the line, and then also, in that scene, they show, I don't know if he's in that shot, Falcon is in there shooting up shit.
Yeah.
Black Panther is up in there with a chick from the Black Panther movie.
Uh-huh.
And then behind them, a legion
of people.
Of CG, I guess Wakandans.
Sure.
Of people who are just CG fodder. Mm-hmm. And then they're going up against a legion of CG monsters, aliens of some sort. They're like kind of multiple armed things. I don't know. They look weird.
It's going to be weird.
People are very excited for this thing, obviously.
Yeah, they are.
It's going to make a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make. Could it? Yeah.
They're hoping.
Now, see, that Star Wars 248 really fucks me up, man. Could this movie make $300 million with theaters just like that weekend? But like, no, we don't even have room for any other movies. Like, if you go to the movies this weekend, if you go to your local, 20 theaters.
You got two
Cineplex,
choices. You got Star Wars, you got Avengers.
By that point, Star Wars is still playing. No, in May. In May, it's just first week. So for the first weekend of May, like just Avengers on 20 screens playing. Showtime every 15 minutes.
Welcome to Avengers.
Yeah. And most of those screens will... Well, they don't have to sell. They'll make so much money. So many people. Screens will start at 9 a.m. Last screening, 2 a.m.
I mean... We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be...
I'm nowhere near as excited for this as I am for Black Panther or was for Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
I mean, who's directing this giant fucking monstrosity?
It's the Russos who've done the Winter Soldier and Civil War. Yeah. So, there you go. And then I think they've done this and Avengers 4, which comes out next May, a year later. They already shot that. But they won't release the title, because apparently the title is a spoiler for this movie somehow. What's the title, Drew? Can't be Infinity Gauntlet? Because that's not a spoiler.
We'll find out.
Avengers. Iron Man's already dead in this one. Like, what? Like, we just want to let you know up top, man. Ain't even no Robert Downey Jr. Relax.
Avengers. Chris Evans is gone, too.
That's a big thing. Chris Evans is gone, too. Hashtag Chris Evans is gone, too. We got Spider-Man in a suit. He's going to be the first to die, right?
And probably.
Poor young Spider-Man.
I wonder how they're going to defeat Thanos. I wonder if it's going to be like the same way in the comics.
Ooh. Well, I guess we'll find out.
I'm interested. It'll be... It'll be... I mean...
Adam Savage? Is that what
it is? Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock. They teased him at the end of Guardians of Galaxy.
Well, I mean, he comes out and helps, but that's not how...
But he's integral to it, though, right?
He
they,
is.
They already started... They teased him in a
but
way.
But that's not how Thanos is defeated.
But they've also shown... a huge predilector from their like they'll take the inspiration and work on the story, but they'll also like change things.
I mean, in the comic books, like Thanos starts whooping up on everybody, blah blah blah. He uses the time stone to basically age everyone into non-existence real quick.
Yeah,
you know,
you
except when he puts it on Thor. As Guardians get stronger as they age. So he basically just like superpowers Thor and Thor whoops the fucking shit out of him.
Turns into an Odin type.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, why not? They could. What's his name? Feige, Kevin Feige, he has said that after Avengers 4, like, that will be a finale. And then he did say something kind of like hubristic. Nearside, I don't know. He said it's something that a comic book movie. It is true that it's rare, but he's like, it's something a comic book movie never gives you, which is a finale, which is not true because we've had Dark Knight Rises, mm-hmm. and we've had a Spider-Man 3. Just because it wasn't good doesn't mean it wasn't a finale. That was a finale. Watchmen is a one and done.
Yeah, well,
designed to be that way.
Yeah.
and they follow through on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's been comic book finales. Logan,
yeah,
they just killed that one. One of the best movie character finales ever.
But seriously,
that was a 17-year buildup.
Well, seriously, proved it could be done, mm-hmm. and done well,
mm-hmm.
and not just done well, done by far. The finale was the best Logan movie of them all.
James Mangold, the director, writer-director. Part of the reason he said he wanted to do an R-rated, he was happy to get the R rating from Fox. It wasn't necessarily so it could be more violent, or they could say fuck or do this or that. He said it's because when he gets the R rating from Fox, then that means Fox is already expecting a lower amount of money. They're not expecting merchandising. The marketing of the movie is less under radar, allowing him to get away with more things and do whatever he wants, as opposed to, it's PG-13. No, we need this and that. We need toys. You know, exactly. So that's part of why. Yeah. Anyway. All the money in the world. That Ridley Scott movie.
Mm-hmm, that they were reshooting with the quickness because Kevin Spacey apparently is a creepo.
So I read a profile about the process. Thanksgiving Day, someone was on the set in England with Ridley Scott and the whole cast and crew. Everyone was there. The week of Thanksgiving, they shot a bunch of scenes with like principal actors too. Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams are able to get everyone together. And because everything's digital and the way they were working, Ridley Scott said they get together, they shoot the scene. He's like, he was super pumped about it and very happy to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They reshot Kevin Spacey stuff with Christopher Plummer. That night, the footage would be sent to the editor, who would edit together with Ridley Scott. And then as they were working for the couple of weeks to edit those scenes back in, they were like in the final cut, like as they put the scenes together, like, all right, put it in, slot it in, Spacey out. Plumber in, and it's they were editing the final cut of the movie as they went along.
Nice.
They've already started putting out commercials with Christopher Plummer in it.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, they're very aggressive about being like, Spacey is out, Plummer is in.
Kevin Spacey's career is over.
It's so funny. It's very funny.
It's over.
A $40 million budget turned into a $50 million budget.
Donald Trump is still president, but Kevin Spacey's career is over.
Mm-hmm.
Grab him by the pussy, Chris.
Grab him by that pussy. Yeah, don't get me started. This Machine Kills Fascists? I haven't done one of those in a while. So that's crazy that they're already putting out. I saw a commercial the other day. I was like, look at that.
Yep.
It's fantastic. Armie Hammer is in this movie called, we haven't talked about it yet, was it Call Me By Your Name?
Okay.
Yeah, Call Me By Your Name. Adaptation of a novel. Battery saver, 5% remaining. Adaptation of a novel in which it's about a young 17-year-old summer vacay, coming-of-age type thing.
So he gets laid a couple times.
Weapon?
So what, he tries some drugs, gets laid a couple times?
No, a friend of the family or an associate of the family, someone, a 20-something-year-old man, maybe 30-something-year-old man, comes and stays with them as well, and they strike up a relationship. And it's Armie Hammer is the older gent, and apparently several scenes he had. It's from a director of A Bigger Splash.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get some
Luca Guadia got something. I don't know.
So we're gonna get some testicles and some penis.
So funny you say that, Drew. They had to digitally remove Armie Hammer's testicles from several shots because not only were his shorts super short, but apparently his balls are quite voluminous.
So his nuts were hanging out.
So they had to digitally remove his balls so as not to be distracted from certain scenes.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are other scenes, yes, when he is having sex with the younger boy, and we will be getting some...
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, sounds
good. Some full frontal Hammer. We'll get to see some of that Hammer, just like we saw some of the little Fiennes.
Yeah.
We saw the Ray Fiennes. And we saw the real Joseph Fiennes. Did you know that Joseph Fiennes this whole time has just been...
Ray Fiennes penis.
Ray Fiennes penis.
No. That's
hideous. There's another story that I wanted to... that I saw... Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis, there's a good interview with him where he talked about why he finally decided to, this is it for retiring from acting.
Mm-hmm.
And he said while preparing to make Phantom Thread, this movie he did with Paul Thomas Anderson, in the preparation of it all, there was a lot of laughter and they were joking around, they were having a good time like they always did.
Yeah.
Though once they started actually making the movie, for some reason, an incredible sadness overtook both of them. And he has, to this day, still been unable to shake the sadness. And he's
what?
Like, and that's why he was like, in the throes of that, he's like, I can't do this anymore. So he's
unable to, what have they done to each other?
I don't know. Looking forward to it.
Crazy ass.
Phantom Thread coming out Christmas. At least in a limited. We'll probably have to wait till
January.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Sweet.
There's a story in here about how the thing that happened.
The thing that happened?
Yeah, remember the thing that happened?
The thing.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
There
was the thing.
And there was all that stuff.
That happened.
And then they filmed it. And then they played it for people. And they were like, woo!
What? And some people were like,
no.
Money was made.
Lives were lost.
Careers were broken.
Stories are so half-assed, shitty. I had no prep. I had no show prep. Usually, I have much more show prep. You can attest to that. You have a list of stories or a bunch of show notes, and I had nothing to say. I'm sorry.
Sure.
But we did have a 20 minutes worth of show. Good enough.
Maybe if you say so.
I guess so. So, all right.
I guess.
We'll be back this weekend.
That's a very definitive answer.
Definitive or defeatist. We'll be back this weekend with the Chico. Chico himself, Daniel Chico. Does he even use his full name in anything?
I have no idea.
Chico's brain. You see his full name if you find him on the Facebooks.
Mm.
You know he has a podcast within a podcast?
No.
He has a segment on the Burn It Down show. Those guys out in Melbourne. And it's like a, I guess, 10-minute segment within their show. But it's like a podcast within a podcast. That's how Cinema Crespediso started. It was a radio show within a radio show.
No, it was a segment on a radio show, Chris. Just
no,
like,
it started as a segment. I turned it into a radio show. And I told Kevin that. I was like, look, now we got segments. It turned into an hour-long thing with segments. Just like this. It was we did Netflix pick of the week. We did the box office recap, new movies on DVD. Does this sound familiar, Drew? And then we did games. It's the movie chain game. We did Cinema Crespediso for an hour.
Chris, I'm aware.
So it was awesome.
I was awesome. Around for it.
You were there. You were there.
I've been here since the beginning, Chris.
Did you ever come to any of the parking lot like hangouts, man?
No.
When you were there?
No. I was working nights then.
Oh, that's right. You missed some really good times. Good stories there that we're going to have to tell one day in some sort of a podcast dual format, because that's where all the confessions happen. Mm. Either that or...
Either that or
editing it. I'm trying to edit the show while I wrap it up. CinemaCrestBaseo@gmail.com. Email us. Follow Drew on Twitter at
Intahero419.
Follow me on Twitter at
He is Chris Crespo.
Close enough. Ooh, I should take that. That's a good one. At He is Chris Crespo. We are Legion. And then, yeah, and then the hashtag. No, the bio. Anyway.
That dev really kicked in. Right, Chris?
No, now I'm just tired.
So now it kicked out?
Yeah. I'll have to do another one. All right. Let me get another drink. Maybe that's what it is. Mmm. You just got a stomach full of chicken. Asparagus. The asparagus kicked in. That Gus kicked in. I'm on that Gus, yo.
That sounds rude.
I'm on that baked Gus.
There's so many things wrong with you.
It was extra cheesy, too. You notice that?
No, I didn't, actually.
You didn't notice the cheese?
Not the extra cheese.
Oh.
It was definitely not extra cheese.
No, it wasn't extra cheesy. No, it wasn't.
That's what you said.
I know.
Why are you lying?
I was emphasizing.
Why you lie, Chris? Why you lie?
It was for Theater of the Mind, man. You could have worked with me there on that one. Huh?
Better lie.
Old gray stash.
I mean, when I tell a lie, I tell the big lies. Like, I love you.
Ooh, take that, ladies. He's big a heartbreaker. Ones.
Heartbreaker.
Love maker. No. How's it go?
I don't know.
You know. You know that song. It's your favorite song. Okay.
I wonder if people can hear my stare.
I think they can.
Like at this point in time, like they're just like silence. Everyone's like, oh no, yeah, Drew's just staring at Chris like he wants to murder him.
That's what it is. That's what the silence is. At the stare. It could be a stare off. It's only a stare off if I throw in one of these.
My bunghole, it goes.
Yes, I win. You're ready. I won already.
And then sometimes my bunghole goes.
All right, guys, that's the end of the show. We're out of here. Check, 1, 2, check, hello.
It says there's power, but for some reason it's not registering any audio.
I'm getting levels. Check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2, check. When I'm recording, yeah, I can see. 1, 2, how's it going?
You can see levels over there, but I didn't see levels over there. Normally those little things come up.
Well, yeah.
When we talk.
All right, let's hit some buttons here.
So.
Let's hit some buttons.
Blah, 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 yada, 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 yada.
Check, 1, 2.
Yeah. I'll just keep talking. I will continue to do whatever, blah, 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 la, 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 la. Hey, oh, ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Something, ooh, something. Something's there. I see. Ooh, there we go. We got light. Oh, we got lights.
Yeah, it turned up.
Yeah, we got lights. There we go. Wow.
But it's still like.
Yeah, but we got lights now. It's registering.
Something. I mean, I can't hear it in my headphones, but at least we got. We got those lights over there. That's very important. Check 1, 2. I still can't hear anything. You still can't hear? No, I can't hear anything.
Your volume.
The volumes were all the way down, Drew. The volumes were all the way down.
Fucking.
stupid. I knew it would be something stupid. We're fucking stupid, Chris. I'll go turn that off.
Okay.
A PFT Media production.